Following the warm-up late last week and over the weekend, we are back into the freezer once again across the Northeast, and Arctic air will be with us through the next several days. At this point, it seems that there will be no significant snowstorms over the next few days, though we do have some lake effect snow that is prompting lake effect snow advisories and warnings in our far western areas. Several inches of snow accumulation will be possible in those areas, and from time to time we've had some of those snow showers break off and come through other portions of the region, and that trend will continue over the next few days. It has been a cold one across the area today. Temperatures have basically been flat through the day, running in the 20s to around 30 degrees, but a gusty wind out of the west and northwest, at times gusting over 30 miles per hour, is making it feel considerably colder. And again, we've had a few snow showers and flurries from time to time with some of those heavier bands of snow in our western areas. Moving ahead into the night, the weather pattern will pretty much stay the same, so we'll have a few snow showers and flurries and spots with the more persistent, heavier snow in western areas due to lake effect snow. The breezes will continue, and temperatures will drop off into the single digits and lower teens, but with the wind, it will feel much, much colder during the nighttime hours. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have a fairly similar day to today, a mixture of clouds and some sunshine. We'll have the chance for a few snow showers and flurries across most of the region, and again, that lake effect snow will persist in western areas. On Wednesday, a large ocean storm will pass pretty far to our south, so it looks like the bulk of that storm will miss us, though there could be a little bit of light snow or flurry activity, and with a disturbance coming in from the west, that could also trigger a few snow showers and flurries on Wednesday, and we'll pretty much keep that same theme right through Thursday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers or flurries, breezy and colder, low in the single digits and lower teens. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of snow showers or flurries, breezy, high 18 to 24. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers with areas of lake effect snow in western areas, breezy and colder, low in the single digits and lower teens. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers or flurries with areas of lake effect snow, breezy, high 18 to 24. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Partly cloudy with a chance of flurries tonight, breezy and colder, low in the teens. Tomorrow partly sunny with a chance of snow showers, breezy, high 26 to 32. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of snow showers, breezy and colder, low in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers, breezy, high 20 to 26. Region-wide on Wednesday and Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow or snow showers, highs in the 20s with some teens in the mountains. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Arjanis.